Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein, your host, and this is the place that ideas meet matter head on. We're going to be diving into some topics today that are going to be of immense value to you in your life and your business. You know, I get fired up. I get excited about these topics that they cause me to kind of cock my head a little bit to the side and say, huh, what were they thinking? What was the thought process that a person must have been thinking to say what they said? Because to be real, we're all talking, and what we're saying is in direct correlation to what's going on in our minds and what our thought process is, or is not, in many cases as well. But in this case, I want to talk to you about the difference between activity and productive action. And there is a big difference, and this is actually the crux upon which a lot of the difference between success and failure, it hinges on this. Because you see, a lot of people, I do personally, especially I am in a direct sales business, you know, that I am fully backing and that I fully believe in unabashedly. But you see this kind of behavior a lot in the direct sales industry. And you will notice the distinct difference between people who succeed in it and those who don't, and that it is totally, wholly dependent upon their mindset, you know, that determines the results that they receive. So, once again, there is this myth, you know, there's this total myth that you have to just grind it out, just keep doing some kind of action over and over and over again, and do it for 18-hour days, mind you. Just do it for 18 hours a day, and you're going to find success. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, unfortunately, that is absolutely false. And if you've been doing that kind of thing in your business, you got to stop it right now. If it's not producing results, just stop it. Now, what I will say is that it's okay to work a little bit more in the beginning, especially as you are building up momentum. But remember and ask yourself, why did I get into this business? Why did I do it? For most of us, it's because we desire leverage. We're building up a business so that we can expand our own time, create more time freedom. Because really, again, what is the only currency that we cannot retrieve, that we cannot make up, that we cannot get back? That is time. That is time, and that is your most valuable asset. You can lose all of your money today. I could lose all of my money today. You could look at somebody like Donald Trump. I don't really care if you agree with his personality or not, but he has lost billions of dollars, and guess what? He's made back billions of dollars from nothing. If that's not the penultimate example of an entrepreneur going from nothing to something, that is the American dreams, folks. And again, I'm not going to say that it's necessarily easy, but it's still very, very possible if you're willing to take a serious look at it. But again, let me get back to this. Leverage. We're talking about that. So, does it really make sense for you to approach your business constantly as grinding it out and thinking that by doing more and more activity that you will create more and more results? No. No, folks. It does not make any sense whatsoever. You see, that's the skill of the employee. That's the skill of the busy worker, is to multitask and just do a crap load of things and just think that by doing a bunch of different stuff and being scattered and taking action, doing activities, that's going to produce results. It's not. It's actually hurting you. Instead, cultivate the skill of the entrepreneur, the business owner, and the rich, which is focusing on just a skill or a small skill set. Figure out what you're good. Focus on one thing at a time. All right, quick word from our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. It's really the quickest, easiest way to make money online today. The most legitimate and safest and really proven track record business to do it today, if that's what you're looking for. Go to ProsperYourPassion.com, fill in your email, and you will be shown a video of how you can change your life today. Now, again, I said you don't have to work a crap load of hours in order to have success in your business and in your life, honestly. For whatever you're looking to achieve, you don't have to spend tons and tons and tons of hours on it. You just don't. But if you are, it's so vital and it's so important. And this is the main reason why people, when they're first starting out, and myself included, spend a lot more time than you do later on. And it's because you're learning so much. But not just learning, but you're applying. And this is the big discrepancy between people who make it and who don't, is that the people who make it, they understand and they approach their business, even while they're working many hours, as a test, as finding what works. It's not, the real work isn't simply working and doing activities. The real work is finding what works. Write that down. Take out a pen, take out a piece of paper, write this on your notepad, whatever you've got. I don't care if it's digital or not, but write it down. This is so, so important. And if you get it, it's going to change the entire dynamic of how you go about the day. You are not working simply to work. You are working to find out what works. And when you find out something that really works well, then you've got to go for it. Like, I'll give you an example. For me, in my direct sales business, I'm not looking to simply pitch on people. I'm not simply looking to try to bring people into my business that don't want to be in the business. No, not at all. The way that you do it is that you find out who could really benefit. In my case, it's good because anybody could, but you really want to find out who can really benefit from this product or service, whatever business it is, and then you want to put it in front of those eyes. You want them to see it so that it becomes a win-win situation, so that they are able to obtain this valuable product or service, and you are able to receive in hand financial return on what you have provided by giving value again. So that's a great example of, there's people out there trying to sell their product or service or their ideas even to anybody that they think that they see in the street. And that, again, like I said, ideas, that goes for ideas. You don't want to share your dreams, and you don't want to share your incredible wealth of dreams and knowledge and ideas that you have inside of you right now. I know you do. You don't want to give that to people who are just going to reject it because they don't understand. No, you want to give that to people who understand. You want to give that value to people who will reciprocate back, your target audience for ideas or finances or products or services. It doesn't matter. But again, that's working smart, folks. That is working intelligently. And you don't have to test too long in order to find out who that is. So stop with the antics that you may be going through to try to promote whatever it is that you're promoting. And just think for a minute, who could really benefit from my product or service? Who is it that is actively looking for my product or service? Who is it that can really use this and would be receptive to it, even if they don't know that it exists right now? That's just one example. It's a powerful example, but it's just one example of how if you start thinking smart instead of thinking busybody, how you can cut down your hours big time and produce in your desired outcome. You can do it. You can do it now. I believe in you. So again, do not confuse the two. Just don't do it. Too many people do. Don't confuse busybody activity with actual productive action. That's today's show today. I'm going to leave it at that. Start applying this message today, and you will see dramatically increased results. This is Jason Bornstein with Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas, they meet matter head on, baby. I'll see you on the next show. Over and out. You're the best. I'll see you later.